The DA calls on Minister of Health, Dr. Joe Phaahla, to lift the regulation that masks should be worn in schools and to gazette it as a matter of urgency. The DA has long called for the irrational regulation to be scrapped, as several South African health experts have repeatedly explained that the risk of the mandate to learners outweigh any possible benefits. After the regulations were gazetted early this week, Wits University Professor of Vaccinology Shabir Madi once again highlighted the risk of the mandate to learners and the irrationality of the COVID regulations in general. Prof Madi have also previously stated mask mandates in South Africa have failed to make a significant impact on deterring the spread of COVID-19. If the ANC government wishes to continue its exercise in irrational regulations, it must provide Parliament and the public of South Africa with the science evidence on which the decisions regarding regulations are made. A position paper from the Ministerial Advisory Committee on the 8th of February this year stated that substantial population level immunity that has been built up through a combination of prior infection and vaccination, and that by the end of August 2021, 62% of individuals had experienced at least one COVID infection. Data has also shown that children have a much lower risk of severe disease and that the psychological impact of wearing masks could be more harmful. It is becoming clearer every day that for the ANC government, COVID-19 regulations are simply a means to end the retention of dwindling power. They are trying to sneak the power of state of disaster into the National Health Act without due consideration or care of the harm to constitutional rights. The DA will not stand for this and will continue to put the health and rights of South Africans first. We will not waver in our fight to stop the amendment of the National Health Act.